Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hi, everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond with yet another episode of Positive Radio. This is a very special interview on Positive Radio. We are going to be talking with Miriam Landry. Oh, my gosh. She's written a book that I love. I love this book. It's called I Can Believe in Myself. Now, Miriam and I actually met through a connection that I have. We have a mutual friend, and I got the opportunity to read her book. And we're also connected in another way, not only through being an author and presenting to schools and children's programs, but we have a mutual mentor, and our mentor is Jack Canfield. You've heard us talk about Jack on the show before, and for those of you that have read On Toby's Terms or my other book, GPS Your Best Life, that I co-authored with Deborah, you've read his foreword and his endorsements of the book. Now, for those of you that haven't had the chance to see Jack Canfield speak, he is one of the top five people that I know in my life, in my world, that is just an incredibly positive thinker. And I have learned so much. I was actually in his coaching program, which is one of the reasons I started this radio show, folks. I really started to look at how can I share my message with the world in a bigger way. And Jack is one of those people that helps you think big, and then he encourages you to stretch that thinking till it almost hurts, till it's uncomfortable. His book, The Success Principles, really, really helped me out in our business. Now, Miriam Landry's book is endorsed by Jack Canfield. In fact, if you go on laundrybooks.com, you can actually watch a video of Jack talking about the book, and I know that Miriam has also been doing training with the Canfield group of companies. What I love about Miriam's book is that she talks about such an important concept, not only for children, she talks about how adults, or through children, how adults can really start to get the concept of positive thinking and believing in ourselves. And all of us as children and as adults have experienced some point in our life where we just didn't believe in ourselves. I'm so glad she wrote this book. Welcome to the show, Miriam.
Thank you, Charmaine.
Well, I'm a big fan of your book. We've got a few little circles going on that we know each other through, and I'm just so inspired that you're taking this message out to the world, because I believe that if we start helping children be empowered, believing in themselves, and choosing thoughts that are supportive and affirming, I think kids are going to make a massive difference in the world.
I completely agree. I always think about what will our next generation be like? If we teach all these things to children now, what will it be like? I think it'll just be amazing. And for me, I love everything you said about Jack. Jack has been such a great mentor, such a great person. I've taken a lot of his courses, the Breakthrough to Success. Mm-hmm. Last year I did the Train the Trainer course for the full year. And he is just one of those people that you can ask anything to and is always willing to help.
Yes. Yeah.
If you know Charmaine, I actually wrote this book on a flight back from one of his seminars.
Now, that I didn't know. That is very cool.
Yes, I was flying from California back to Canada, and I was just so inspired by everything I had just learned. I just started writing down, how can I teach this to my kids? And
wow.
The book came out.
Wow. You know, that's one of the things I love about interviewing authors is every single author I've interviewed has such a unique story about how their vision, their dream, their storyline actually came to reality. So here you are, you're in a course with Jack, you're on the airplane, and you've got the book already started. I mean, talk about stepping into action. You don't let grass grow under your feet.
It was a fun ride. It was the best airplane ride I've had.
Wow. Now, the book is really about helping children believe in themselves and One of the parts I love about the book is how you help children remove, through a physical exercise actually, how they remove their negative statements and they choose new statements that are affirming, their I can statements. Tell our listeners about that, because we've never had this conversation on the show before.
Okay. So it's about letting go of the word I can't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that word is something that limits us completely as adults and as children. I really believe that when we say I can't, there's no possibility. We give up right there. By just saying those words, it's done. By saying I can, it means there's a possibility. There's hope that something's going to happen. And when I go into the schools, I do my little workshop. I talk about the power of our thoughts, and I talk to kids exactly about that. It doesn't mean that the very first time you say I can, you're going to be able to do it. And I give them the example of my daughter when she tried to do a cartwheel. The first time she went to do a cartwheel, she fell, and she said, I can't do a cartwheel, and didn't try for 2 full years.
Mm.
Would watch her older sister do cartwheels and just sit there and wish that she could. And something magical happened the day I read this book to her classroom. She came home that day, and she said, Mommy, I can do a cartwheel. She went to do it, and she fell. But the magical thing was that she got back up and she said, I can do a cartwheel, and continued for about a week of trying and falling. But her thinking changed. She was telling herself she could do it, and she was going for it. So falling down didn't stop her. After about a week of trying, of going for it, she got it done. And she felt so proud of herself. She does one-handed cartwheels. It's amazing to see, but it starts with that. When we say I can't, it just shuts off any possibilities.
Well, I love that example of your daughter, and I'm sure there's a ton of parents listening that have seen something similar with their own children. And you know what, Miriam? I bet we've all done that as adults.
Yes.
Where we said, I can't do this, and we stop ourselves right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the really cool parts about your book is that you have a character in your book that actually helps children shred up their old negative thoughts or I can't statements, and you take them through an exercise to help them build their I can statements. Tell the listeners about that and the character.
Sure. So the story is about Molly, who has been chosen to be the star of the day at school, and she's so afraid. She keeps saying, I can't speak in front of the class. So by the end of the book, she realizes that all her friends are also saying, I can't. And she comes up with the idea of dressing up the paper shredder in her class. And she gives him a name, Shreddy. So at the end, she writes down her I can't speak in front of the class, and she feeds it to Shreddy. And it's exactly what I do when I go into the schools. I bring Shreddy with me. It's so powerful for children to see that I can't go away. So they get rid of that I can't, and then we write it in a positive. I can speak in front of the class. So it's exactly that, letting it go, completely letting it go, and then using it as an I can.
Love it. You know, and one of the other parts of the book I think that's so powerful is that it inspires children and their families to step into action. This is exercises that parents could do at home after reading the book. One of the other things I know about you, Miriam, is that you've created, not only a family vision of making change in the world or a vision in school, you've decided to take a global project on to really empower children and to help children begin the process of I can statements and thinking positively. Tell us about the event you're having in May, actually on May 7th, 2014.
Okay, I'll tell you how that started, because we're talking about Jack Canfield earlier. And last February, as I said in one of his courses, he told us to write down a breakthrough goal, a big, big goal. And I wrote down, very shyly, to empower 100,000 children to believe in themselves. And just writing that, I have to tell you, my hand was shaking.
Mm.
Such a stretch. And the more that I read this goal, I brought it home to power 100,000 kids, the more and more I read it, the more comfortable I became with it. And it forced me to start thinking big. So that's when Guinness came to mind. Jack had previously mentioned that he has a Guinness record, and that just planted the seed that, maybe one day I can do that. So I'm going for a Guinness World Record this May 6th and 7th of the largest online book discussion in a 24-hour period. So this is a fun way to accomplish that goal. Our goal is to empower 100,000 kids through schools, through families, in businesses, just absolutely everywhere. People can read the book and leave a comment. And the comment that we're looking for is exactly that. What is something that you can do after reading the book? Or what is something that you're going to be going for now? So it's an exciting goal. It's a big goal. Oftentimes very scary, but I'm going for it.
Well, I think we need to give you the big old Charmaine Hammond. Woohoo! I think it's awesome, Miriam, and I love when people set big, lofty goals because, you know, you have a huge team of people around the world supporting you that are coming on board. They want to be part of this as well, and I think that's so exciting that you've created this kind of tidal wave of people wanting to jump on board. You've got schools around the world registering their classrooms and schools to participate in this. How exciting would that be to be a student and to say, I was part of a Guinness Book of World Records? I mean, I think that's just so cool. And then you've got organizations. You've got parents that are coming on board. You've got community groups, Canadian Mental Health, groups like that that are all wanting to get behind making a difference in children and helping them believe in their self. How can people get involved? What do they do? What's the process?
Okay, so you just go to our website, laundrybooks.com, and go under pre-registering. We're asking everybody to pre-register so we have an idea of where we're at with numbers. Plus, you will not have to think about it until a week before the event. We'll send you a reminder. Then the day before, we'll send you a reminder. The 24 hours is starting now. Leave your comments. It's very, very simple. It wouldn't take very long to do. And again, it's just about everybody building a community to empower kids. Thank you for mentioning Canadian Mental Health because we're working with Canadian Mental Health to bring this out. We're doing a bit of a fundraiser for them and selling I Can Believe in Myself glow-in-the-dark bracelets, and all the proceeds are going towards Canadian Mental Health and to the community of safe and caring schools in Alberta.
Wow, beautiful. And you know I'm a huge fan of Safe and Caring Schools in Alberta. They do just amazing work in schools and communities, as does Canadian Mental Health. They have wonderful programs to help reduce the stigma of mental health and to build esteem. So I love that you've brought on these community partners that are doing such good work and have the ability to keep that message going.
Mm-hmm. They do. They need all the support that we can give them because they're doing such great, great things. So May 6th and 7th actually falls during Canadian Mental Health Awareness Week.
Brilliant. Great timing. That was a great way to bring attention to the world about the importance of mental health and character development for children. Folks, we're talking to Miriam Laundrie. The website is laundrybooks.com. May 6th and 7th. Oh, come on. Let's get registered. It's really simple. There's a blue button on the website that says pre-register now. All you've got to do is click. It doesn't cost to register. It's an opportunity, and I'm going to put a plug in here that I would love for you, as you register, to also purchase copies of the books. These are great books for your children, for your classroom, for your school library, for nonprofit groups. I think when we can all pull together, we can really make a difference in the world for children. I know the books are also available on Amazon and through your website, laundrybooks.com. Is that right, Miriam?
That's right, and there's also for all our French friends, there will be, the book is available in French as of the end of October on the website.
Wow, wonderful. So for all our schools in the Francophone organizations and Francophone school boards, there is an opportunity for you to read the book in French as well, which is fabulous. So May 6th and 7th, Guinness Book of World Records, 100,000 children will be empowered and inspired. And let's support Miriam on this. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to make a difference, also to have children have the opportunity to be a part of this. I think that would be such a special, I can just imagine all these little children going home, Miriam, at the end of school with their little heavy knapsacks, and the first thing they say to their parents as they burst through the door is, Mom, Dad, guess what? I was part of a world record. I'm a Guinness Book of World Record participant.
Yes, it's exciting.
Well, and your kids must be excited about this. You're a mom.
Yes, they're very excited. I've been saying I'm having a kickoff campaign where I will be going to their school. Of course, I chose their school to go and start off the 24 hours, and they're super excited. First of all, they're asking me, "What are you going to share about us?"
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, of course they always think it's about them.
Right. Oh, that must be incredibly exciting for them. Anything else you want to add, Miriam, about the book or your Guinness Book of World Record I Can event, May 6th and 7th?
All I want to say is I want to share my gratitude to you and to your listeners and to everybody that has already enrolled and pre-registered. It's such a good feeling to see this coming to fruition, and just the support that I've been getting is overwhelming. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Charmaine.
Oh, it's been so fun to be a part of this with you. Been a great learning experience for me as well, and I just really want to applaud you from the office of Team Toby and Hammond International for setting such a, I think Jack calls it, BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. So I think you've chosen a great BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal that's going to really change the world and help children everywhere. So I applaud you on that. Wish you well. And folks, it's Charmaine Hammond talking to Miriam Laundrie. The website is laundrybooks.com. Please make sure you register to be a part of this incredible event. Thanks for being on the show, Miriam.
Thank you.
Well, I love, love, love what Miriam is doing. I can't wait till her event in May and just watch all the comments coming in around what children and adults are learning about how they can make a difference. And we are live going on to location on today's show. We are in the Toby Mobile. Not to worry, I'm not driving. Neither is Toby. Chris is driving. Toby's snoozing in the back. And we are en route to an event in Kananaskis, in the mountains. This is our pre-Paws Across Canada tour, and we are really excited about this. I want to give a shout out to some really special businesses that have come on board to support our mission to build a kinder Canada, one paw, one person at a time. Canadian Traveler, we love you. You have been an amazing support. We are so excited about being on tour with you. And, of course, to our creative designer, Diana Bowes, with Creative on the Move and Fabulous at 50. And also to Modern Press, our new partner, and, of course, Atlanta Photography. I also want to give out a shout-out to the Rotary Club. We are having so much fun presenting to Rotary. In fact, we were in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta today, talking about Paws Across Canada, and had a delightful conversation. You know, it's organizations like Rotary Clubs that are in the communities really helping organizations fulfill their mission. And it's people like Miriam who are out in the world making a difference every day by how they show up in the world and the types of events that they get behind to make a difference. So let's celebrate all these change makers in our community. Again, a big shout out to our partners at Team Toby and the Paws Across Canada. We sure hope we're coming to your community. So visit Facebook. The Original Team Toby is our handle on Facebook. And, of course, our website is theoriginalteamtoby.com. And if you like to tweet, we'll be on Twitter with you at Team Toby and the number 2. And that's T-E-A-M-T-O-B-Y, the number 2. So let's see if we can get your community on the map. Until next week, until next time, let's be kind to one another.